there. May I speak to Alexander?
Yes. Hi. Is this Melanie?
It is. I'm sorry. I'm calling from the hospital, and these phones are just miserable, and I'm sorry if you got voicemails that are, like, dead silent. I'm sorry.
No. It actually sounded like you were in an airplane.
Oh, no. It's hospital, so I'm in the basement in the operating rooms. It's kind of my only choice these days. Is this number okay for you, or do you have a minute?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you and I could talk either this evening or tomorrow morning, and I just have some questions I wanted to go through with you.
Of course, I you know, whatever I can do, I have to be off the record, unfortunately.
I understand.
And, I don't know how to best help you and support you. I'm sure that you have plenty to say about Jim, but I'll do everything I can to help support you and your story. I know you need to do your very best to talk about Jim's transition and whatever I can do. But like I said, it really has to be off the record. And so
I understand.
If you want to send me any, just because I'll be in surgeries for a couple hours plus minus, and then Lord knows, because I'm on call. You can send me stuff via email, except I don't use my AOL very much. I'm always worried it's going to go out of business, and so I never check it. But I can give you my Gmail. It's the same first part. It's just at, and I check that as best.
Got it.
Yeah, and feel free to email anytime, and just know I'm in the OR. I mean, the other thing I have is a pager. I know that's kind of 1980s, but you can, happy to give you that too. And so if you can think of any questions, and if you have, situations that you're thinking about or others that I may be able to provide some background or off the record comments or link you with people who may know things better than me, I'm happy to try. But
oh, great. Well, I really appreciate
I'm
that.
Sorry it took so long to get back to me. The emails that you sent's hilarious. My university emails go to the patient coordinator. And so, like on Thursday, she's like, oh, you have a couple of emails from someone at Yahoo. And I said, oh, my God, thank you for telling me a week later. I'm so sorry. But I'm sorry. I'm kind of not in the, real world these days. But I'm sorry. Don't mean to any delays. I'm sure you're working against some kind of deadline. But later this evening is fine, or you can email me and I'll try my best to be back, between cases as best I can.
I really appreciate that. Like I said, it's just going to make the story that much more accurate and faithful to reality. What I'll do, if you don't mind, is I'll text you once the kids give me a little break and I can actually sit and sort of take down notes, even if we're off record. I just want to make sure I'm, I'm able to have a normal conversation. And then
you
just text me back, we'll figure out a time.
I can do, if it helps you, the hospital, I just have to call the operator or whatever, but I can get a recorded line and then just send you it's a file, and then they send it to me, and I can email it to you if you want to do that. It's like a phone call recording, but if that's helpful. Because all of our hospital phones, best I understand, I mean, all the ones down here in the operating room, because frequently we have to talk to families and things, and so I can easily have a recorded, they don't listen or anything, they just, it's a recorded line, and then they send me a file, and I could do whatever I want with it. So, happy to try that if you want, if that makes it a little easier for you.
Yeah, let me think about that. I have no issue with it. It may be superfluous, and I think that would be good. Let me let you get back to work. It sounds like you have some work
at nine. Yeah, at nine I've got to start. But
it's also Sunday. But I'll text you, and we'll hopefully find a time shortly to speak, because although of course we all have deadlines. I want to make sure, but more important than that is getting the story factually correct.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, I don't even know what that man's up to, and I can't even guess what you have for all of the things he's done since I've not, been involved in the bank. But I know from the 2 or 3 years that I was there, wasn't easy for sure. Wasn't easy on me. But however I can help, I appreciate the factual nature of things, and I know when you're a reporter, you got to make sure you have all the facts. But I do know there are a number of people out there that are good at factual and high integrity that may be able to also help you. So, just Tom, repeat my email back to me. That way, I know I don't want to get wires crossed. It's like my name with an.
I will either text or email. Maybe I'll even do both. And thank you again. I
Of
very
course,
much appreciate you
all
getting
of
back to me.
yeah, of course, all of my anything that I would call you from here in Seattle would be 206 area code, and if it's 744, which it probably will be, it means I'm just at some stupid hospital station phone, so
Got it.
wandering around. So it's
I don't want to take up
744.
too much of your time, but really do
Thank you.
genuinely appreciate you getting back to me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.